Never mind, Jonesy here. We're going to go to music. That's what I'm going to do. I'm going to play the Four Tops, Ain't No Woman Like the One I Got, which is right here, right now. Yeah, excuse me, folks. I got all confused and excited at the same time. I didn't want to violate any of the Guinness rules, and so I went to music there rather quickly. Anyway, I'm on the phone with my pal now, so I'm going to play another song for you and come back and read some emails. This is WFMU in the East Orange, WXHD Mount Hope, worldwide on the web, www.wfmu.org. Let me say the sixth sheep's sick. Just want to get that out of the way. And here is Lynyrd Skynyrd, Sweet Home Alabama.
1, 2, 3.
Jonesy, how bad do I want this record? I just whipped open Belinda's gift. I just whipped open Samantha Body Zoomers Protein Blast Fruit Drink with Protein. And I'm sipping on this. How badly do I want this? Look, those of you watching on the web, check out Jonesy. You'll never see this again. In fact, there's never a camera in this studio, so you won't see what Jonesy normally ingests during his program. But here I go. Samantha's Protein Blast. I hope that bathroom break's coming up soon.
Do it! Do it,
Joe!
Drink it!
Drink!
Yeah!
Can I chug a lug it?
Oh, yeah!
Chug, 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 chug,
chug. Mmm. It's actually not that bad. It just tastes like a creamy banana or something. I don't know. I'll read some more emails and amuse myself. These amuse me. Please write to me. jones@wfmu.org. Okay. Jonesy, I've set my clock to 3 a.m. so I can tune in and check up on your sorry ass. I expect to hear you babbling gibberish streaming over the airwaves for the next 72 hours. Don't let the IBJ down. Victory will be yours. If not, you will never be able to show your face in Jersey again. Don't give up. Let's hear some adrenaline OD. Some AOD, wow. From Jeff and Nutley. Thanks, Jeff. Hey, John Previty, my pal. Mr. Jones, you are a superstar. With you all the way, Mr. Previty. Thanks, John. Did you see me on the Today Show today? Wasn't I looking suave? My friend Rich Hanf just told me that I was hitting on Katie Couric, which I didn't mean to do. I was just trying to be, magnanimous, trying to get some attention while I can and be funny if I could. I'll never live that down. Jonesy, thanks for providing the sonic wallpaper for this intro weekend to 2001 Summer Odyssey. It doesn't seem like summer out there, does it? You're doing it in heroic fashion. Yesterday was my Bobby Zimmerman's big birthday bash, and now this week, marathon weekend, awesome ear candy. Now I can't wait for Sunday summer afternoons, barbecues, the pool, and Jonesy and X-Ray playing the songs of our youths. See you at the Loop, hopefully. If you can squeeze in some Dylan, the man in me, or one more cup of coffee might be appropriate. Dig you, man. Your biggest fan, Pete. Pete Romeo. Thank you, Pete. We went to the track together once. These emails are like 3-4 hours behind, so the people I'm reading them from don't even get to hear me reading. Congrats, Glenn. You're doing a great job listening by radio in Bloomfield, wondering if you've got a stash of Jolt Cola. Not yet. Or if you're just going to wing it. If all else fails, maybe you could try dry shaving and splashing some cologne on. That should give you a little jolt. Just think, on Tuesday, you'll be able to tell women that you are the Guinness World Record holder for endurance, and they can't dispute it. Would you mind jamming some Commander Cody? Thanks, Jones. Good luck. Last man standing. Thanks for the good show. Rizard from New Paltz. Thank you. Hey, Jonesy, if you've never stayed awake for several days straight, I want to warn you about something you will probably start to experience on Monday. Serious hallucinations. Not the kind you get from so-called hallucinogenic drugs, during which you experience strange things, but are always aware the strangeness is drug-induced. I'm talking about real hallucinations. You'll hear voices and see things that are not there, and you won't understand why. Something to look forward to. Good luck and have fun. I'm looking forward to the hallucinations. Bring them on. Digging it all, requesting things. Best regards from West Texas. Glenn, if you would please play the following songs. However, please do not play these songs until you reach the 75th hour of your broadcast. Haven't been around WFMU in a long time, but still remember you and all the crazy times. Best of luck to you, Raisin Bran.
Wow, Raisin Bran.
Yeah. Jonesy. Listener Terry here out in beautiful Oxnard, California. We are listening in the office and will be for a good time, good part of the weekend. I'm a long time, first time, and you were one of the main reasons I started to listen to the station back in the late 80s. It was your show that allowed me to allowed me entry into the unbelievably rich and important mix of energies that is WFMU. My breathing is labored. Have you noticed? The fact that your show existed at all in the middle of all the willfully obscure, aggressively strange stuff let me ease into the whole FMU thing with the knowledge that there was a haven of old school stuff in the air and I could retreat to a place where I could hear Sinatra, The Clash, The Sex Pistols, Man of La Mancha ranting and raving. From the snug harbor of your show, I was able to venture out to the more imposing stuff and now literally invest it in the station. I'm a five-time House and Mouse funder. Keep up the good fight, listener Terry. Thanks, Terry. Jonesy, back in 1983 on WHBI, did you play Gang of Four's I Love a Man in Uniform in the middle of the night backwards to be spoken like the announcer at the car race in the Barry Boys movie? I remember the, Did you play it in the middle of the night backwards is what he's saying here. Anyway, despite my earlier pledge to stay up with you, I fell asleep during lunch, or after lunch. When are you going to play the Pygmy Divorce song? No, actually, I was on HBI in 1977 through 79. And in 1983, it could have been Bud Stipel. Bud did wind up at HBI as well for a while, so that Gang of Four thing could have been Bud. But probably not. I don't think Bud's the type to play a song backwards, nor am I. Everyone in Brooklyn is high, stones drunk, and listening to you. Cheers. Jones, don't put up with no BS. Kill this record. Everyone knows you can do this. Good luck. Keep on smoking. Dutch Maz. Thank you. Jonesy, I'm sitting here photoshopping ex-girlfriends' heads onto porno stars' bodies. I download from the web. But what you're doing is truly art. How come no one does happenings like they used to in the 70s? What you do now is no different than an installation by Jeff Koons or some nutty performance piece by the chick that sews her vagina shut. I think her name is Kimba, and she has no eyebrows. What the hell are you talking about? Anyway, I'll make a pot of really strong coffee and drink to toast to you. Good luck, my friend Dale, listening in the Mount Hope position on the dial. And I'll save some of these emails in case you don't write me at jones@wfmu.org. And give me something to read in the middle of the night. I especially like to hear from Okinawa. What are we going to do? Play the Beach Boys? Wouldn't it be nice about them apples, huh? This is going just smoothly. Of course, we're only in our first day. But we are coming up on, in a couple hours, we'll be at the second, 10th, in the fractions of how we're breaking this up. We were advised by a long-distance bicyclist, I think he is, to break up the marathon into fractions. Jonesy! Glenn Jones radio program with the big clock on it at 10:45. Now, you guys get some rest, okay? You're going to need your sleep because I'm going to be rocking in the morning. Beach Boys, wouldn't it be nice?
it seems the more we talk about it, it only makes it worse to live.
Jonesy. And here is the Marmalade, Reflections of My Life. This is a beautiful song, man. You listen to this, you have yourself a good cry, and then you go to bed, man. Doesn't get any better than this. And it sure sounds like Paul McCartney in the background, on the background vocals, which apparently it is not. But listen closely.
The changing of sunlight to moonlight, reflections of my life. Oh, how they fill my eyes.
The greetings of people in trouble.
They fill my eyes.
All my sorrow set tomorrow. Take me back to my own home.
Jonesy, taking a upon the bunker mentality, man. Starting to bunker down. This is my my tomb, my cell, until sometime Monday or Tuesday. And what do we got here? Read some emails? Yeah, I think I can read some emails. Hey, thanks to Monica for giving up her shift and allowing us to do this particular broadcast. And also especially thanks to her for the tremendous amount of work she put in into the pre-planning of this particular event. And thanks a lot, Mo. It is most appreciated. What do we got here? Okay. Hi, my name is Kate. I'm on this awesome station as well. As of about 2 years ago, in a Ken and Andy poll, I ranked more well-known than you. Oh, yeah, I remember that. Now the tables have turned. When all this is over, you will be known worldwide, and I will be a small-town girl known only by the majority of WFMU listeners, friends, and relatives. I've done a lot for someone my age, but I've never made history. This is great for WFMU and yourself as well. You have my encouragement and my family's, too. You're doing great. This is incredible how people are taken to this. If nothing else keeps me going, this is truly incredible. Someone forwarded a funeral for Glenn Jones. We gather this morning to remember the loss and celebrate the life of Glenn Jones. As we mourn and as we remember, we find that we need an anchor, something that we will give us perspective that we long for. To that end, I invite you to turn with me to the Word of God. This is apparently a transcript of a funeral for somebody named Glenn Jones, who died on the 4th of April. Almost clever. Go, go, go. You can do it. Yay, Jonesy. Love and kisses, Dave and Chris. Thank you. Hey, Glenn. If you make it through, I'll even send in my pledge from the marathon. Vinny May, long-time listener of 15 years. All right, man. You better write that check out. As a former presenter... No, I've read this one. Some of these have... printed a few times, probably. Hey, Jones, Saint here, listening from Belleville, near Bloomfield. I know you will do it. You will do it for Aldo's. You will do it for the Loop. You'll do it for the honor of the best neighborhood, of the best state, of the best place on the face of the earth. I've been a fan and a friend for 8 years now. Since I moved back here, I was the guy who stopped and picked up Bud Stiple and crew after their car broke down on Washington Avenue back in 93 when I was coming home from the pipeline. Do it for the memory of the pipeline. I normally wouldn't have stopped except that Bud was waving his arms so earnestly. I remember this incident. I have actually twice gone to around 54 hours without sleep, both times in California for some reason. I would have to say that on each occasion I would have to describe my mental state as peculiar, to say the least. The idea of going another 20 hours on top of that was the most excruciating thing I could have possibly thought of. Oh, maybe I shouldn't have said that last bit. Jonesy, do us proud. Your friend, but never squire, Saint. You're absolutely correct. Reno's men rules. Hi to Shelley. Play indoor. Jory. Says Bill and the girls. Hey, Bill. Bill, the that's Sheldon's plumber there. Hey, Looney. Have you ever read The Long Walk by Stephen King? No, but I probably could bang it out over the weekend here. Ha ha ha, scary stuff. Good luck, Pete from Plainfield. Jonesy, you are the last living hero of radio. Remember, it's all in the spirit of American broadcasting. Long live WFMU. Long live you. Hope to hear you still on the air on Tuesday. God damn it. Heartwarming. Jones at WFMU.org. Keep them coming. Ken has nothing to do all night but print them out. Let's see. This is a serious one. It seems, or a long one. I try to get a gist of this first before I read it on the air. Copyrighted materials. I wish to be an artist, but have had no luck. So this, I would like to become a songwriter or someone. Take a chance. Mentioning these people like... Rage tapes. This is like... This is kind of a formal thing. I might be on Channel 7 any moment now. Probably between 11:30 or 11:45. Eyewitness News, man. That's the big time. And that was the one that I thought was like the worst, the silliest, so it'll probably turn out to be the best. And it should most likely appear after the sports, which is when all the real people watch anyway. This is from a friend, longtime friend and listener, Glenn. Just to let you know, we are out here. I've heard about 10 hours today, and I'm still listening. This is as of 9:33. Okay, like you said, it's a stunt, not a show, but damn, it sure sounds good. You are wonderful. See you Monday morning. Listening till then, your loyal fan, Manoli. Is there a crew there? I see a camera. Tell me. The streaming and site look amazing. Well, we have... Where's my thank you note?
Rich Solikowski,
Oven Digital. Oven Digital was the one I was thinking of. Oven Digital and what's the...
Real Network.
And Real Network. Oven Digital and Real Network.
And Rich
Solikowski. And Rich Solikowski, of course. The streaming and site look amazing. Oh, the site. Yeah, they do mention the site. You're going all the way, baby. You bet I am. Oh, that's from Michelle. Thank you, Michelle. Have fun with your little... Oh, this is from somebody called Radio Max 88. I wonder what this is. Have fun with your little, I mean big marathon. Please have fun with our show on Saturday. Please don't forget to rest when it's over. Even falling asleep on Letterman is better than failing the marathon 10 minutes from the finish. Keep on trucking and sleep many hours in future times. Good luck. Happy 15-minute breaks. This is from Max, Kate, Marine, and Sheldon of Greasy Kid Stuff fame. Thank you. As if you need any more advice, save the coffee for when you really need it. Don't drink a lot in a short period of time, and keep those Depends dry. Good luck, Jim. Yeah, remarkably, Jonesy hasn't delved too much into the coffee or anything like that yet. And it is early on anyway, so you wouldn't expect me to have, would you? Hi, Jonesy. Is this stunt of mythic proportion? You are a modern Sisyphus. I don't know much about Greek mythology, so I don't know how to pronounce that. You know, the guy condemned to push a rock up the hill for eternity. Get it? Rock. So this won't be an eternity unless maybe you kick the bucket during your broadcast. Albert Camus wrote that in recognizing the absurdity of his ceaseless work, Sisyphus confirms what is essentially human and can therefore happily laugh at gods and fate. Thought you might appreciate what Camus had to say about Sisyphus, which equals Jones. His fate belongs to him. His rock is his thing. There is no sun without shadow, and it is essential to know the night. The absurd man says yes, and his effort will henceforth be unceasing. Thus convinced of the holy human origin of all that is human, a blind man eager to see what knows that the night has no end. A blind man eager to see who knows that the night has no end. He is still on the go. The rock is still rolling. Yes, yes. Keep that rock rolling through the night, Jonesy. You know, I like to better when I was drinking non-alcoholic beer, man. I like that rap. I talked for about 20 minutes about nothing. And we'll read some more emails later. Jones at WFMU.org. Keep them coming. Keep Jonesy happy, right? Keep the fat man smiling. I got a date with Katie on Monday. Patsy Cline, Walking After Midnight.
Just my
is Hold Me Tight by the Treasures. Jonesy, here's a Golden Earring, man. Radar Love. This will wake your ass up. Mine too.
Tight. And I'm spinning to a new sunrise. No more speed, I'm almost there. Gotta keep cool now, gotta take care. Last car to pass, here I go. And the line of cars drove down real slow. And the radio played that forgotten song. Randall is coming on strong. And the newsman sang his same song. Oh, one more radio.
That's one of the better road songs you ever hear in your life. It's, you know, it's hard for me to understand. There are people out there on the road and stuff like that now. You wouldn't think, right? This is Memorial Day weekend. I mean, it's supposed to be summer out and everything. It feels like a beautiful night, though. We were just discussing that here in the studio. And here is WFMU's own Michael Shelley with Don't Wait Up For Me. Or I should say, Don't Wait Up by Michael Shelley.
Close your eyes, my darling. Have you been waiting up again? You're cute in those Chinatown pajamas. I smell like a cigarette. You've got your job in the morning. I work in a bar and sleep all day. So climb into bed, I'll tuck you in. My fingers through long red hair. And we could talk till morning time. Kissing, we crack each other up. You're stubborn but sweet and I feel guilty. So promise you. Close your eyes, pajamas. Climb into bed, your long red hair. The weekend's around, I'll tuck you in. Just promise you won't wait up. Just promise you won't wait up. Just promise you won't. Thank you.
Strawberry Fields by the Beatles.
Let me take you down, 'cause I'm going to Strawberry Fields.
Getting late, right? Check out the web. You'll see me fading quickly. But that's all right, because I'm going to come back, man. You know? You see how Rocky, he got, like, beat up real bad. And then he came back and he stood up and beat up the other guy. No matter who the other guy was. It didn't matter. You never hear me play Eric Clapton. And for good reason. But, at least in my opinion. I'll play like the sissy song, like I really like You Look Wonderful Tonight. I think that's beautiful. But anyway, I'm going to play After Midnight, Eric Clapton.
Mm-hmm.
Jonesy on the radio. Gonna try to summon Wolfman Jack here, man. I'm gonna try to, what is that? My brain lesions are acting up again. What's that called when you try to make the dead person come to your head? You know?
Channeling.
I'm gonna try to channel Wolfman Jack here. It's Creedence Clearwater Revival and the Midnight Special.
Well, you wake up in the morning. You hear the work bell ring. And I march you to the table. You see the same old thing. Ain't no food upon the table. There's no fork up in the pan. But you better not complain, boy. You get in trouble with the man.
Let the midnight special shine a light on me. Let the midnight special shine a light on me. Let the midnight special shine a light on me. Let the midnight special shine a ever-loving light on me.
Yonder come Miss Rosie. How in the world did you know? By the way she wears an apron and the clothes she wore. Umbrella on her shoulder, piece of paper in her hand. She come to see the governor. She wants to free her.
Jonesy, WFMU East Orange, WXHD Mount Hope. I almost forgot the caller. This is the second station already. www.wfmu.org. Kelly and I were just sitting here having a big old laugh about how, since it's been plastered everywhere, press-wise and all over the media, that if something happened that I didn't make it, how I would never be able to show my face anywhere. And for the rest of my life, people would be like, I know you. You're that guy. Yeah, you're, what happened with that? So, more reason why we're gonna make it. And it's midnight. Hey, man. It's May 26th. Woo! That's cool. I just realized that. The sixth sheep's
jump,
sick.
Jump!
Are they screaming jump?
No.
Jonesy. Glenn Jones radio program with the big clock on it. Moving into May 26th. And we only have to go to May 28th. Right? You know, you count hours. I was doing that last night. I was counting hours and I got down below two. And I was thinking like an hour 45. I can't believe this, man. The most important endeavor that I've ever taken upon. And I'm, which requires my staying awake and I can't sleep the night before. Earlier in the week, I was counting nights. Like you'd look at the clock and you'd say 3 hours. I was thinking of what day it is. And I was counting. I have three more nights of glorious sleep before this happens. And here we are in the midnight hour. Listen, man, I'm a professional long-distance driver and recent college grad. Well, good for you. I also stay up all night all the time just for the fun of it because I'm effing crazy. If there's one guy out there who knows how to last 100 hours or more without sleep, it's me. Here's the answer. Three words. Ultra Pep Back. It's all you need. It's totally legal. Consult your local finer drugstore or supermarket for the bright red box filled with green pills. They're absolutely excellent, second only to Crystal Meth. Listen, buddy, I'm a longtime fan. I wouldn't steer you wrong. Send one of your FMU buddies out for some and send me the bill. Keep up the good work. You've been up as long as I have today, and you sound 10 times better than I do. I know you can do it, you sexy bastard. Love, Peter, IBJ member since January 1997. Ultra Pep Back, huh? All right. I'll keep that in mind. I would implore anybody who's coming down here to get some Ultra Pep Back. You know what I really want to want right now? I want some of those red, what the hell are they called? That stuff we were talking about earlier, that canned stuff, that's supposed to juice you up. Red Bull. A few cans of that on the overnight tonight. That would make me happy. Jonesy, I'll be there very early Monday morning and can't wait to place a big kiss on you. You are what music and rock and roll are all about. We're with you all weekend long. Don't forget that, Liz. Thank you, Liz. I'll be here to collect that kiss. Hey, Jonesy. It's burning up here in the desert, 135 degrees in Glenn Jones all weekend. I've long said you're the greatest DJ out there. Now maybe others will testify. Wonderful to see you on the streaming video feed. Wherever that is now. There it is over there. Remember Tom and time waits for no one. Pulling for you from Arizona. Sergeant in Arms, Southwest Division. That's a great idea for a song. Time waits for no one. But it might even be longer than 6 minutes. I'm not sure. Dear Mr. Jones, I have a song request if possible. Would you play either Sway by the Rolling Stones or Keep On Truckin'? Thank you for your help. Good luck in your quest to break the record. Maybe you will get to meet Dean Cain from Ripley's Believe It or Not show. I'll be watching and praying for you. Dear Mr. Jones, upon hearing of your endeavors the past 14 hours, and with the utmost respect for your radio presence, we send out to you tonight our heartfelt thoughts and this most serious challenge for the record for being on the air nonstop for a period of 73 hours. Godspeed, Glenn Jones. That seems to be the phrase most often repeated by listeners. Godspeed, Glenn Jones. And I appreciate it. Here's Wilson Pickett. Wicked Wilson Pickett, man. In the midnight hour. I remember Wilson Pickett used to get arrested left and right out in Inglewood, where he used to live. And here he is, Wilson Pickett in the midnight hour.
Well,
Jonesy. And it is after the midnight hour right here, right now. And here's Tommy James and the Shondells with Sweet Cherry Wine. Very, very religious, this sound, if you listen to the song, very religious overtones to it. He gave us Sweet Cherry Wine. I feel myself coming back right now, man. This is part of that roller coaster. Here comes the high. Tommy James is going to give it to me. This is Bill Haley in the Comet. Walk around the clock. We gotta work all night, baby. Whoa!
1, 2, 3 o'clock, 4 o'clock, rock. 5, 6, 7 o'clock, 8 o'clock, rock. 9, 10, 11 o'clock, 12 o'clock, rock. We're gonna rock around the clock tonight. Put your glad rags on. Join me home. We'll have some fun when the clock strikes one.
Got a mouthful of power bars, man. I'm gonna be powerful too. All those Jones and Maniacs. You get off that beer and you start drinking pure protein juice and power bars, man. I think I got a whole new thing going, a whole new bag. I can make money doing this. I can be like Gary Noel, man. I'll come on here every Sunday and I'll sell people power bars. Jones power bars are very good for you because they got power in them. Let me just finish chewing here so I can play this for you and you and especially you. Johnny Mathis, Jonesy's going to play Misty for you.
Look at me. Helpless as a kitten up a tree, and I feel like I'm clinging to a cloud I can't understand. I get misty just holding your hand. Walk my way. And a thousand violins begin to play. Or it might be the sound of your hello. That music I hear, I get misty the moment you're near. You can say that you're leading me on, but it's just what I want you to do. Don't you notice how hopelessly I'm lost? That's why I'm following you. On my own, would I wander through wonderland alone, ever knowing my right foot from my left, my hat from my glove? I'm too misty and too much in love. Thank you. wonderland alone, never knowing my right foot from my left, my hat from my glove. I'm too misty and too much in love. Look at me.
Hot chocolate coming up, you sexy thing. Just keep on coming. Simon and Garfunkel's Mrs. Robinson. I just did a Q&A. I'm all over the map. I just did a Q&A in, like, Toronto or something like that. I had no idea. I'm on talk radio stations. Me, a talk radio guest. You know what I do for a living at work? During my day job, I book guests on talk radio shows. I book news guests at the News Factory on talk radio shows. I never get to be the guest. I get to be the guest this weekend. You think I'm going to bed? I ain't going to bed. CNN's coming here live on Monday. I ain't going to bed. I got a date with Katie Couric on Monday morning. Let me tell you something. Ooh. Simon and Garfunkel, Mrs. Robinson. Jonesy, this is Webb Wilder. I had too much to dream last night.
Last night your shadow fell upon my lonely room. I touched your golden hair and tasted your perfume. Your eyes as rough fell around the way they used to be. Your gentle hand reached out to comfort me.
Jonesy, show heard round the world, right here on WFMU, freeform radio the way it ought to be, right? Still can't believe that guy sent the email that said, how come you're not screaming and yelling and you sound like you're taking it easy and will you miss X-ray? Huh? What are you, nuts? Huh? You try this. You try to stand in my big size 9 1/4s. Size 10s, actually. Hey, buddy, I wish you the best of luck. My name is Manny, and I live in Kearney. One of my good friends in Kearney owns Sunset Deli. I'm sure you know him. Once again, best of luck, and we all know you will do well. Manny from Kearney. Do you know Manny, Jim?
Nah.
No? Hey, Jonesy, keep it up, man. We know you can do it.
I'm going to keep it up till Tuesday.
We're checking you out on the radio, watching you on the web, and watching the Mets. Nothing better. You are the heart and soul of radio. Of what radio should be. No one would do this except for you, Jonesy. This is true. And no one cares about this fantastic endeavor except for you and your fans. We love you. We'll be supporting you all weekend long. Can you do this every Memorial Day weekend? Looking to hear some Clash or some of those scales when you get around to it sometime in the next few days. I'll get around to it. I guarantee you that. Your friend, Henry David Thorell. Thank you. What else have we got? Glenn, wish you the best, bub. I once stayed up 60 hours at college working on a final project. I would like you to know that you have some interesting experiences to look forward to this weekend. Didn't I read this one? Oh, no. This is another guy's telling me about hallucinations. For me, the natural auditory hallucination started at approximately 46 hours to be followed another 8 or so hours later with a number of mild but interesting visual distortions. So if your biochemical makeup is any way similar to mine, being in the DJ seat early Sunday morning should give you the rarest of opportunities to hear lots of terrific remixes that were never actually done. Also, at some point, I remember becoming unbelievably horny. We got a crew for that. Well, where are you going, Stone Cold? I might be needing you. We'll leave it to you how you handle that one. Rooting for you 101%, Brian. Thanks, Brian. Here's a guy who says mean things again. That's the crazy guy. Mr. Jones, you're coming in loud and clear in my tiny tenement flat on the Lower East Side. I have just finished mopping the floor for the third time today and have come down to my neighbor's apartment to use his machine to communicate with you. Boy, that Gene Simmons is about as fun as a card game with Chris T. Due to the inclement weather forecasted for this weekend, I won't be bombing the area shoreline for the elusive sea glass. It seems that the gods want everyone to stay near their radios to listen to this exceptional broadcast. I shall sip my green tea and think of you often, and I will not eat until you break the record. That is my way of joining you in your quest. I should like to call in at some point. Let me know when would be a good time. And if you like, I'll stop in and check on Wolfman Cat. Your heart shall see you through. Love, Mr. Chin. Thank you, Mr. Chin. Any chance for some Nick Lowe sometime during the weekend? God bless Bob. That came before we played the Nick Lowe. Glenn, feel like I've died and gone to heaven. Didn't occur to me that you're going for the Guinness record would mean that I'd have Glenn Jones radio program all weekend. Don't know if I can go to sleep as long as you are on the air. You are the man. See you soon. Take the long way home. Sending love and energy, Janet. Thank you, Janet. Fight the power. Fight the good fight. Do it all night and then some. Don't get too comfortable in that big chair. Remember, Excalibur, King Arthur, sword in a swoosh. I can't talk anymore. King Arthur, sword in a stone. You will extract it. That's one metaphor. The other might be simply one of those male cream products by the name Off Extended or Maintain. Or was it Mantan? Enough of that speaking of doing it all night. The early 70s Soul Train groove is great, but more Bruce is required. Listening for almost 8 hours at work today and only heard Candy's Room. We're with you until the sweet end, always. Brooklyn Zoo. Thank you. Jonesy, the great Buddha says that the three great truths in life are radio, rock and roll, and Jonesy. Alan Watts. Thank you, Alan. Hey, Jonesy, missed you on UPN 9. Caught you on Channel 11. Good stuff. Good luck, man. Keep it real. Misfits will keep you awake. Lucky man. Tom from Cliffside Park. Hey, Glenn, it's Ron McFarlane, the afternoon drive announcer from Country 105, emailing from Ontario, Canada. Caught word of your exploits on the newswire this afternoon. Simply had to send my best regards and best wishes. What you're doing is something all of us have no doubt thought about. Hang in there, Glenn. I'm pulling for you as sure as all the announcers are. Good luck. Keep your spirits up and clunks of coffee mugs. Now, this is cool. This dude never heard the show before. He works at a country station in Canada. He's a DJ, and he's sending his best wishes to me because, as the subject matter says, best wishes from a fellow jockhead in Canada. Something about radio, man. The people who got the bug, they got it. And they hear about stuff like this, and they either get involved or get excited by it. Jonesy, you can do it. You will do it. You are a throwback. You are radio, or what radio should be. Records are made to be broken. I have every radio on, some 247 for my four-year-old. Will be listening to part of history. Keep on keeping on. Tony and Joe. Thank you. More power to you, baby. I'm hoisting a frosty Heffenweiss in your direction. Best chop, Scott. After seeing you on the Today Show, I pulled you up on the web. I think I'm hooked. I had my doubts this morning if you could pull it off, but you're much more alive on radio than TV. I thought I did quite well, thank you. Jonesy, I'm so sorry I can't stay up with you. The wee hours, Jonesy, must be lots of fun. You've been a trooper so far, and all day every one of our radios has been on in the house tuned to you. I'll be back listening at 7 a.m. I'll check in on you then. Carney expatriate in Rutherford. I started watching at 10 this morning. You look like you're holding up nicely. Good job. Incidentally, I myself am attempting to set a record for the longest continuous viewership of an internet radio broadcast. So if you don't make it, I don't. Keep it up. Alan. Jonesy, just when I thought you had peaked, you pulled out brandy and raised yourself to heights of radio achievement that Guinness will never be able to record. You're Washington Heights IBJ Dr. Ascot. Go, Jonesy. Hi, Glenn. How the hell are you? This is Greg. I made you the little Glenn neck piece. I dug working at your world-stopping event so much today that I'm going to come back tomorrow from 3 to 6 a.m. If your perseverance and belief in the best radio station in the world, that told me to say, hey, Scotty, yeah, I'll take another shift if needed. I know my priorities. If you need or want anything and can read by this point, let me know. I tried to get Roxanne and the other five gals who emailed you, but don't know if I'll be able to contact them. I'm with you, man. Greg. Greg came in and witnessed for us here today. I thought my friend Dave was crazy when he played the entire Stooges Funhouse sessions over 8 hours of music in one box set during one day, but you take the cake. Good luck. Too bad they probably outlawed amphetamine use, because that is the only reason I stayed awake for more than 3 days straight. Please don't read my full name if you mention this. Jonesy, we have the radio on all night under the pillow, just like the old days, listening to the hits on the AM radio. You're the man, KC from Staten Island. Cinquante millas de autos internet, et Jones, avec du son café et ses cigarettes, avec sa musique, il est la roi, je pense et pousse jubile. C'est la vie, c'est la vie. Okay, if the translation sucks, don't blame me. Blame Babelfish. I don't speak a word of French. I can't even drink Perrier, but if you get a chance, could you play Et Moi by Jacques somebody or another? But I know you're busy, man. You got a world to conquer. Somebody sent a picture of their cat. That's cool. Our cat is named Jones, but we... Now, your cat's named Jones. You must have got that from Alien, man, because the cat in Alien was named Jones. Our cat is named Jones, but we generally refer to her as the Jones, or when we're feeling charitable, Jonesy. We find it highly amusing that you bark Jonesy into the mic and wonder if our cat finds that at all baffling. Behind you all the way, Bryant, Karen, and the Jones. I don't think our Jones has ever stayed awake for more than 90 minutes at a time, but all three of us have the utmost confidence in you. Woohoo! Let me read this the way it should be read. Woohoo! The Choo Choo Club brings tears to this old-timer's eyes now in Michigan. Sheesh! P.S. I know you can do it. We have met the enemy. He is us. The whole town is talking about the Jones boy. Go, Jonesy, go. If anyone can do it, Jonesy can. Good luck from the faithful listeners in Brooklyn. Jonesy. Ah! With every moment, every additional second of publicity, the cult of Jones grows like a fungus, like a cancer, invading, expanding, and slowly taking control, with world domination the only logical conclusion. As always, thank you. By the way, any idea of when the IBJ will be going to the North Bears again? Sometime soon, I don't know. As soon as I recover, probably. As for requests, how about some of this, some of that, some of the other thing that I don't have in front of me right now. Lou and I came down to volunteer some help, but were turned away. A communications error. If I don't see you sooner, I'll see the victorious, the unbowed, the truly untouchable new Guinness World Record holder at the Loop. Much love, much strength, much caffeine. Mark from West Orange. Mark, thank you. Sorry you got turned away. Hi, Glenn. Went to high school with you. Talked to John almost every day through email at our jobs, watching on the web right now. I don't really listen to the show, maybe once or twice, but he told me about you trying to break this record, and I just wanted to wish you luck from a fellow Carneyite. Hope to see you at the next class reunion. Good luck. What are you, nuts, letting John stay at your place? Take care of your cat, she adds. Go, Jonesy, bring the record back to the greatest radio station in the greatest country in the world. I know the rules are fairly stringent, but do you really have to play Neil Diamond? How about some King Missile? Jeff from San Francisco. Hey, Jeff, man. You'll be listening to Neil Diamond in like 5 years. You must be younger than I. Jonesy, good luck. Break the mark. You are the pride of Northern New Jersey. We are jealous of your airtime. The Fink would say hi if he were here, but he's not. By the way, you rock. This show sounds great. Can't wait till Delirium sets in. Play Cherry Cherry by Neil Diamond. See, this person wants Neil Diamond. That person doesn't. Jonesy can't keep everybody happy. I want to email you some inspirational Bukowski poem for you to reflect on during your marathon. However, I've been stuck at work and can't find anything relevant on the internet. If I get home, I'll send something over to you. In the meantime, hang on in there. Good luck. Best regards. Thank you. Jones, sweet home, you mofo. All night. Hang in there, brother. Kevin, Montgomery, Alabama. Thanks. Jones at WFMU.org. Keep them coming. Keep me awake. Keep me going. I appreciate it. You know, usually by about this time, I would have gotten high about 117 times, smoking all that other bad stuff. But man's got to sacrifice for what man wants. So that's not the case for me tonight, nor will it be tomorrow or the night after that or the night after that. But come Tuesday, there's going to be a great party. This is Cypress Hill. I want to get high. Jonesy, here is the Donnas, Living After Midnight.
Love it till the morning.
Now, for those of you who slept with your radio on because you didn't want to miss anything, you're probably in for a rude awakening. This is Nirvana, Smells Like Teen Spirit. Jonesy. Glenn Jones radio program coming on, up on yet another hour. How about them apples? The hour's just ticking on by, man, like my life. Like all of our lives here, right? It's Friday night. You're going to start talking about death. That's what I think I'm going to do. This is the famous "I'm a bad man" Ali photo, only better, says Ellie Martin, who has sent an attachment with Ali with my head on it. Imagine that, Muhammad Ali with my head on it. That would be the worst possible thing for Mr. Ali. Thanks, Lindsay. You should be in bed so you can be up, so you can be well rested tomorrow night when you do a 9-hour overnight shift with me. Dropping a line to say keep on through the night. Glad you liked the power bars. I'll be in the morning to bring you even more flavors. I had asked the clerk if they had tailored ham flavored ones, and he shook his head no. I'll try somewhere else, though. Rock around the clock, program director Brian. Thanks, Brian. I appreciate all of your tremendous efforts during this endeavor as well. Jones, good luck in your quest. How about some offs from the live at... I have no idea what this is. One more shot would be cool, or Sweet Jane. Hammer in San Francisco, man. I don't know that stuff. Hang in there, buddy. When you're making history and putting Jersey City on the map, we're listening to you right now. If you're taking requests, Cinnamon Girl by Neil Young, your friends, Warrior Peaceful, a.k.a. Gary. Hey, Gary. And Anita. Here is Neil Young's Cinnamon Girl. Jonesy, Glenn Jones radio program, WFMU East Orange, WXHD Mount Hope, worldwide, on the web, www.wfmu.org. Later on, we'll play Peter Tosh, and I'll do my little strip dance for you people who are watching the watching on the web, and you get to watch me strip down and throw my shoes around so we can have an outfit change. I think we're due for an outfit change. And what have we got coming up? We've got the Boomtown Rats, Up All Night. Jonesy, keep on keeping on here. Keep on trucking. Somebody take a note of that one. We need to play that one soon. Godspeed, Glenn Jones. That's what they all say. Here is Carl Douglas, Kung Fu Fighting. This is one of the first songs that I played on the station. I don't know what my exact first song was, but this is like one of the first songs that I played. It was in my demo tape to get on the station. It was probably in my first half hour set, if not the first song that I ever played. And here it is again. Kung Fu Fighting by Carl Douglas. Oh, ho, ho.
everybody was kung fu fighting. Those kids were fast as lightning. In fact, it was a little bit frightening. But they fought with
I'm sure I'll play it again and again and again and again and again and again and again. When I first entered this venture, I thought one of the really fun things to do might be to go nuts in the middle of the night and play the same song 107 times in a row, just because you're flipped out. Not because you were trying to drive the audience nuts, but just because it was a crazy thing that you wanted to do. You wanted to hear the song over and over and over and over and over again. But that didn't work out. When we saw the rules, it became apparent that I couldn't do anything like that. So we do what we can, and there's Kung Fu Fighting. If you people are tuning in for the first time, if you think this is good, oh man, you should hear the station on normal circumstances. And this is Roy Orbison's In Dreams.
A candy-colored clown they call the Sandman tiptoes to my room every night, just to sprinkle stardust and to whisper, go to sleep, everything is all right. I close my eyes, then I drift. Thank you.
Well, I'd like to stay. I'd like to stay, but I gotta go. I gotta go. I gotta go. I gotta. I gotta go. I mean, I'd like to continue to do this whole thing, but I gotta go. I mean, why? I'm not gonna stay. What are we gonna stay for? I got the press already came. I accomplished what I wanted here. Should I stay or should I go? The Clash.
To let me know, should I stay or should I go? If you say that you are mine, I'll be here till the end of time. So you got to let me know, should I stay or should I go? It's always tease, tease, tease. You're happy when I'm on my knees. One day is fine, the next is black. So if you want me off your back, well, come on and let me know. Should I stay or should I go? Should I stay or should I go now? Should I stay or should I go now? Decisions bugging me.
Decision, they molest
me. If you don't want me, set me free.
Set me free.
Exactly whom I'm supposed to be.
Yeah.
Don't you know which clothes even fit me? Come on and let me know. Should I cool it or should I blow? Should I go now? Should I stay or should I go now? If I go, there will be trouble. And if I stay, it will be double. So you gotta let me know. Should I cool it or should I blow? Should I stay or should I go now?
I gotta go. Really, I mean, I'd like to stay, but, you know, what am I gonna do this for? The press came, I got what I wanted, you know? It's like, that's what a guy does, you know? You put it in, you be out, you out of there, huh? Whoa, I got what I had, gotta go home, huh? Hey. Why the hell am I gonna stick around here? So, that's it. It's all over. I quit. Not really. I shouldn't even joke about such things, should I? Since I'm about to take my break. I'm allowed a 15-minute break every 8 hours. And 8 hours have passed. We have accomplished yet another break. We've reached another plateau. So this brings us to 2/10 of the way to the record. That's how I was told to look at it by a very supportive, encouraging marathoner that's out there, Drew. Thanks, Drew, if you're out there. The emails you've sent have been incredibly supportive. Jones@WFMU.org. Keep the emails coming in. And we might go to the phones. You never know what's going to happen after this next break. What do we have now here is Monica is going to entertain for the next 15 minutes. This is normally Monica's slot, so we thank her very kindly for allowing us to fill in and an attempt to go for this particular record. And I will be back in less than 15 minutes, and we will continue this endeavor in going for the record
going to break the Guinness Book of Records world record for continuous broadcast. And now I will be officially on break in just seconds when I start this next song here, which is a part of Monica's segment, Houdini, The Freaks Come Out at Night. All right, here I go.
And it ain't till 12 till the party really starts. And I always had to be home by 10, right before the fun was about to begin. Crowds of people lined up inside and out, just for one reason, to rock the house. But in the daytime, the streets were clear. You couldn't find a good freak anywhere, cause
the freaks come out at night. The freaks come out at night.
Now when freaks get dressed, go out at night, they like to wear leather jackets, chains and spikes. They wear rips and zippers all in their shirts, real tight pants and fresh mini skirts. All kinds of colors running through their hair, and you can just about spot a freak anywhere. But then again, you could know someone all their life and might not know they're freak unless you see them at night. Cause
the freaks come out at night. The freaks come out at night. The freaks come out at night.
The freaks come out.
The freaks come out at night.
Jumping, the place is packed, and when the crowd's like this, I'm ready to rap. But before I can buzz around on the mic, freaks are all over me like white on rice. Freaks come in all shapes, sizes, and colors, but what I like about them most is that they're real good lovers. They do it in the park, they do it in the dark, but most freaks are known for breaking hearts. You can never tell what a freak is thinking of, and you may never catch a freak without at least one glove. They don't walk, when they step, they strut. Nine times out of ten, they drive you nuts. So take my advice, you don't stand a chance. Freaks are so bad, they got their own dance. So if you wanna live a nice, quiet life, do yourself a favor, don't come out at night. Cause
the freaks come out at night. The freaks come out at night.
Dance, break, get out to see. Show me that you're the same, different day.
And that was Casey and the Sunshine Band, I'm Your Boogeyman, preceded by The Freaks Come Out at Night by Houdini. And you are listening to Glenn Jones, Last Man Standing. And he's sitting down now, though, however. He's taking a very brief break, as stipulated by the Guinness World Records. He'll be back shortly, and we'll be taking phone calls. So that's something to look forward to. And in the meantime, this is Shaggy here on WFMU.
Carolina, whine your body, girl. Make them know say I'm in from my dem.
Carolina, come wine for me. Oh, watch how the girl groove.
Jonesy, I'm back. Those of you who are enjoying this song, I apologize for having to fade it out. That's a part of the deal here. According to the Guinness people, I'm back. And that needs to be made clear. Back and out of breath. How did I spend that break? That was an interesting break. Ken brought me up to a special room where I was allowed to sleep. Where I was allowed to lay down on a cot for 8 minutes and try to not think about things. And then he ushered me downstairs and he brought me out into the streets of Jersey City and walked me over to the diner. We walked inside the diner and stared at people. And then we walked back and then we ran up the stairs. Hence, I am out of breath. But that's okay. Because I am the greatest! Muhammad Ali.
Now, ladies and gentlemen, from Louisville, Kentucky, wearing black tie, Mr. Cassius Marcellus Clay. For his first reading, Mr. Clay will honor us with a recitation of his classic poem, I am the greatest.
I am the greatest. By Cassius Clay. This is the legend of Cassius Clay, the most beautiful fighter in the world today. He talks a great deal and brags indeed of a muscular punch that's incredibly speedy. The fistic world was dull and weary. With a champ like Liston, things had to be dreary. Then someone with color, someone with dash, brought fight fans a-running with cash. This brash young boxer is something to see, and the heavyweight championship is his destiny. This kid fights great. He's got speed and endurance. But if you sign to fight him, increase your insurance. This kid's got a left. This kid's got a right. If he hits you once, you're asleep for the night. And as you lie on the floor, while the ref counts 10, you pray that you won't have to fight me again. For I am the man this poem is about. The next champ of the world, there isn't a doubt. This I predict. And I know the score. I'll be champ of the world in 64. When I say three, they go in the third. So don't bet against me. I'm a man of my word. If Cassius says a cow can lay an egg, don't ask how. Grease that skillet. He is the greatest. Yes, I'm the man this poem is about. I'll be champ of the world. There isn't a doubt. Here I predict Mr. Liston's dismemberment. I'll hit him so hard, he'll wonder where October and November went. When I say two, there's never a third. Betting against me is completely absurd. When Cassius says a mouse can outrun a horse,
Don't ask how. Put your money where your mouth is. I am the greatest.
Jonesy here. This is Elton John, I'm Still Standing.
You can never know what it's like. Your blood like winter freezes just like ice. And there's a cold and lonely light that shines from you. You'll wind up like the wreck you hide behind that mask you use. And did you think this fool could never win? Well, look at me, I'm coming back again. I got a taste of love in a simple way. And if you need to know while I'm still standing, you just fade away. Don't you know I'm still standing better than I ever did? Looking like a true survivor, feeling like a little kid. And I'm still standing after all this time, picking up the were meant to cut me down. And if my love was just a circus, you'd be a clown by now. No, I'm still standing better than I ever did. Looking like a true survivor, feeling like a little kid. I'm still standing after all this time, picking up the pieces.
Jonesy, this is Sly and the Family Stone, Stand.
Things you want are real.
You have you to complete, and there is no deal. There's a permanent crease in your right and wrong. Stand.
There's a midget standing tall,
and a giant beside him about to fall.
Hey!
will try to make you crawl. And they know what you're saying makes sense at all. Stand, don't you know that you are free? Well, at least in your mind, if you want to be.
Jonesy. And here we have Curtis Mayfield, Get Down.
Get down!
Jonesy, keeping, got a crew of people keeping baby up all night. Now I'm baby. I look so cute in my little baby suit. Tom Waits, Small Change. Here on Freeform WFMU, radio the way it ought to be. Now this is a nice song to fall out to for those of you who can't take it.
Small Change got rained on with his own 38. Nobody flinched down by the arcade. The marquees weren't weeping, they went stark raving mad. And the cabbies were the only ones that really had it made. His cold trousers were twisted, and the siren's high shrill. And crumpled in his fist was a $5 bill. And the naked mannequins with their Cheshire grins, and our raconteurs and roustabouts said, buddy, come on in, cause the dreams ain't broken down here, nah, they're walking with a limp. Now that Small Change got rained on with his own 38, and nobody flinched down by the arcade. And the burglar alarm's been disconnected, and a newsman starts to rattle, and the cops are telling jokes about some whorehouse in Seattle. And the fire hydrants plead the Fifth Amendment, and the furniture's bargains galore, but the blood is by the jukebox on an old linoleum floor. And what a hot rain on 42nd Street. Now the umbrellas ain't got a chance, and the newsboy's a lunatic with stains on his pants, cause Small Change got rained on with his own 38. No one's gone over to close his eyes, and there's a racing form in his pocket, circled blue boots in the thigh. And the cashier at the clothing store didn't say why. The siren tears the night in half, and someone lost his wallet. Well, it's surveillance of assailants, if that's what you want to call it. The whores hike up their skirts and fish for drugstore prophylactics. But the mouths cut just like razor blades, and their eyes are like stilettos, and her radiator's steaming, and her teeth are in a wreck. Nah, she won't let you kiss her, but what the hell do you expect? And the gypsies are tragic, and if you wanna buy perfume, well, they'll bark you down like carnies, sell you Christmas cards in June. But Small Change got rained on with his own 38. There's a headstone's a gumball machine. No more chewing gum or baseball cards or overcoats or dreams. Someone's a hosing down the sidewalk and is only in his teens. Cause small change got rained on with his own 38. And a fistful of dollars can't change that. And someone copped his watch fob. And someone got his ring. And the newsboy got his pork pie Stetson hat. And the tuberculosis old man at the Nelson wheezing cough. And someone will head south until this whole thing cools off. Cause the small change got rained on with his own 38. Yeah, small change got rained on on his own 38.
Jonesy, Glenn Jones here at 10 to 2 on the 26th of May. That's really good news that it's the 26th of May already. Jeez, seems just like yesterday this whole stunt was hatched. And here we are in the midst of it. And soon I'll be getting that voice, you know, that voice that you can't dial up that voice. It just comes to you naturally. And I'll start flipping out. And seeing things as I'm told. I bet I don't see a damn thing. Everyone's, oh, you're going to see things. I've seen things, man. I've seen things you don't know about. And you think this is going to bother me? Oh, I see things. Uh-oh. Now what do I do? I think I'll go to sleep. Just some emails. Greetings from Kyoto, Japan. Just 4 days ago, I got a DSL full-time connection, and one of the first things I did was to explore the internet radio. Looking over the station list on Kerbango, this description for WFMU sounded interesting. I started listening and heard your upcoming marathon. Being raised in L.A. in the 60s on the legendary underground station KPPC with DJs like B. Mitchell Reed, Tom Donahue, and my mentor, the obscene Stephen Clean, Stephen Siegel, it is rejuvenating to find your program and this station. Being halfway around the world, you make me feel at home. Some people are emailing you with threats, well-intentioned, I'm sure, as a motivation to keep you going if you do not make it. Records can be broken or stand. In your case, either way, you are bringing so many people together and adding to the radio folklore. In this, you have made a personal record, and I'm happy to witness this through this new medium, unimagined as the early days of underground radio. Tell your friends, baby. Larry in Kyoto, Japan, you tell your friends. Can you slip in some Captain Beefheart or his friend Frank? I saw Alan Watts when he was alive at a lecture at my alma mater at UCSB. Kyoto, Japan, man. Jesus H. You go, boy. Dear Jonesy, as a longtime listener of WFMU, I recently had the pleasure of seeing you and X-Ray Burns do a live show at the record fair. Filled me with pure joy.
I fill you with...
Whenever I spread the FMU gospel, your show is at the top of my list of my rant. You brighten whatever kind of Sunday I'm having. Anyway, you can do it, man. Stay awake. Eat lean protein in the amount of the size of your palm.
You haven't seen my palm, baby.
Lots of fruits and vegetables, and don't eat bread. Seriously, that's from the Zone diet, and it will keep you energized. If you feel yourself dozing off, play Frank Sinatra. When in doubt, convince yourself you have insomnia. Do it for Jersey. Do it for FMU. Do it for the Gipper. Or Ken will kick your ass. Forever your fan, Trinity. Could you please play Beyond the Sea by Bobby Darin? We played that way back when. Hey, Jonesy. Just wanted to let you know that you were mentioned on the radio up here in Toronto today throughout the day on various stations. Wow. you media dog, you. Anyhow, was watching on streaming video earlier this afternoon, but it seems like it's down right now. It's back up, babe. Can't seem to connect right now. Gonna go to bed and let the soothing sounds of FMU put me to sleep. Have fun, Pete. Hey, Mr. Jones, long time, no whatever. I have nothing constructive or helpful to say. I pulled a little mini marathon myself at the beginning of the week with my best friend who was in labor, and I did just miserably, so I can't imagine the fortitude you must have to draw on. Then again, no one is going to be screaming every 3 minutes, "Where are you?" So that's something. Me and the kid are listening and rooting for you. We're heading down to the shore tomorrow for a party, and there's no computer, so we're going to be missing the best stuff, but just wanted to throw some support your way. You should come to a show at the Frank Sinatra Museum sometime. I bet the guy would open it for you. He's a strange one, though, but I'm sure he'd dig your mission. I would gladly provide Gatorade and Toll House cookies. You're a very brave man. Play some Slade. Love, Lisa. Thank you. Hello, Denville Glenn from Kids Saying Hi. We know you plows doing there are a wonderful thing, huh? Will be this great country such peacefulness, bringing peace you earth with information. I'm not making this up. Young children celebrate with joy and happiness. Time out. Pizzeria's rule. The chips like pizza in a bag of chips. Stay strong. Will the people out there be listening in the radius west of the old focal point, AT43 Montgomery Street in historic Jersey City, to hear in Denville fishing and wing AT cooks pounds? I'm serious. I'm not making up these words. Good times listening now, history, and we'll see you balls later. Wow. That one was like designed to make me think of hallucinating. At what point will you be playing I'm Only Sleeping and I'm So Tired by the Beatles? Are you equipped to play MP3 files if we send them? No. I have some very interesting stuff that you probably never heard before. By the way, the power bars are garbage. They're loaded with sugar, which will eventually give you the opposite effect of what you want. To stay awake, air, coffee, and exercise is what you need. Hi, Glenn. I'm cheering you on. Tyler told me of your marvelous effort to make the book. I'm now trying to figure out how I, too, can find a way into the Guinness book. So many ideas come to mind. Does dreaming count? And if so, who counts the dreams? To hell freezes, Beverly. Thank you. Hello, Mr. Jones. Did it occur to you that most people would be exhausted after broadcasting for 15 straight hours? Keep on, and good luck to you. Be the man of steel, iron man, the last man standing, John. Jones, Godspeed. I love that, man. Godspeed from everyone. Godspeed, John Jones. Get it done, and this is great radio. I've been out since 3 p.m., and it's great to get back home and tune in here in Atlanta and hear your voice. The songs are fabulous, and you are like my constant weekend pal. I'm getting up tomorrow morning at 6 a.m. to take a troop of Boy Scouts to help decorate Marietta National Cemetery with a flag on every stone for Memorial Day. That's nice. And it's great to know that when I fire up the computer, you'll be there. Only Union dead in this cemetery. Some Union sympathizers set it up to collect all the dead scattered over the northern half of Georgia from the Atlanta campaign. There would have been a Confederate dead there, too, but the great majority of locals did not want their boys to share ground with those damn Yankees, so they set up a separate cemetery. Hail Caesar, Steve. Hey, Jones, you have to mention a couple of things. I went to only one Fat Pack event last year, and what did I see? My picture on your webpage. Thanks for making me famous. I'm eagerly awaiting the June 10th event now. I also want to say a belated thanks for your Joey Ramone Memorial Show. It was heartfelt and sincere, unlike the satire of your Allen Ginsberg Memorial. We did know Allen Ginsberg Memorial, for your information. Mr. Burns made some comments on the air, but there was no Allen Ginsberg Memorial. There were times I burst into tears. However, the closure you gave me then allowed me to keep my composure at last week's birthday bash show when I met Charlotte Lesher, my friends, and I thanked her for raising such a great guy. So if you can still hold back the tears, and if you're allowed any repeat songs, keep playing Ramones or any other classic punk and new wave. However, when driving on road trips, that music always keeps me awake and prevents the hallucinations. Best of luck, listener Stacy. My day job causes me a lot of sleep deprivation 1 week a month. Ironically, I find that I can have too many sweets or caffeine. If I stay completely clean, I actually stay awake. Dear Jones, good luck. All of New Jersey is behind you. You're definitely the greatest DJ around. If you're still accepting requests, put some Clash on, some Twisted Sister. You can do it. Brian, IBJ member as long as I can remember. Your video feed is coming in great. I can't tune in FMU here in Sheepshead Bay, Brooklyn. What you are going to need is some terrific espresso. Dear Glenn, don't play any of the good songs while I'm sleeping. Not that I'm going to sleep anytime soon. Me, the dogs, the cat, and your lawyer are staying up all night with you, baby. Okay, not all night, but as long as we can. Rock on. Jillian. How about some Stevie Nicks? P.S. Sleep is for losers. Thank you, Jillian. Rustling papers and everything. I mean, this is cool. I like this. We have some more incoming.
Incoming!
Thank you. Good job. How about some Partridge? Andy Partridge, that is. XTC. Off the so-called Dukes of Stratosphere. Yeah, that would be good. 25 o'clock would sound nice. Depression is merely anger without enthusiasm. Dean from Brooklyn again. Okay, I'm hooked. My wife went through 22 hours of hard labor, 2 nights to give birth to our Boy Scout. You don't even have contractions. You can do it. Pace yourself, baby. I agree. One of the things I compared this to before entering it is I figured it couldn't possibly be any more difficult than giving labor. Glenn, you're a sick man, and it makes great radio. I hope this thing all sorts of new listeners to the station. This thing brings all sorts of new listeners to the station, as you guys are one of the best radio station around. Godspeed, Glenn. Jade Brennan in Brooklyn, could you play some Replacements or Clash? Rooting for you. Here are a few things I found that work for me. Small, frequent doses of caffeine, like a cup of tea every 2 hours instead of large doses. Avoid carbohydrates. And if the inner primate is convinced he needs to go hunt or gather, he won't let you sleep easily. The hardest thing about a five-day fast is trying to get to sleep. Be very careful taking any medications you normally don't. Now, this isn't just a snide comment about smoking dope. Ask a doctor, make plain to her that you are going through with this, and given that, should you adjust any dosages. Ideally, avoiding everything would be a good idea for the duration. Even decongestants at low dosages can rocket you up and then drop you down fast after a couple of days of anti-sleep. Remember that this stupid thing you're doing is worthwhile. Don't try to tell yourself that it isn't stupid. After 3 days, that will be obvious, and trying to convince yourself otherwise will be a waste of needed attention. Surf that riptide. You're going to hit an hour or so every couple of hours where you're either going to feel fine or you're about to die. Just keep on doing it. Remember, soon this will be in the past. If that got me through grade and high school, it can get you through the next few days. Think of how Shatner would say it. You are the unstoppable Glenn Jones. You are the unstoppable Glenn Jones. You are the unstoppable Glenn Jones. I don't do a good Shatner. I was asked to do one in an audition once and didn't do it very well. But I got the part. Caffeine, caffeine, caffeine. Godspeed, good man. Spin, spin, spin. You can do it. Jones, you are not merely going to beat the record. You're going to crush it. Why? Because you are the uber padre of the fellowship known as the International Brotherhood of Jonesy. Or is it Brethren? Never matter. For those about to rock for 73 hours, we salute you, Jonesy. Jack in Boulder, Colorado.